Last time I indicated that baptism wasn't a new concept, but whose origin is found in the Tanakh, also known as the Jewish Bible. Today I want to explore the origin of immersion. The origin of mikveh, meaning to gather, and understood as immersion, can actually be found in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 2. The earth was unformed and void. Darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God hovered over the surface of the water. The first immersion was creation. The entire earth was covered by water. Out of the water came the land. Genesis chapter 1 and verses 9 and 10. God said, "Let the water under the sky be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear." And that is how it was. God called the dry land earth, and gathering together the water he called seas. And God saw that it was good. In these two verses, you see the gathering of water, or mikveh. Let the water under the sky be gathered. And out of the gathered water came the land. The second half of immersion. What did Adonai say at the end? He said that it was good, meaning it was pristine, undefiled, and without blemish. I want to share with you a midrash, or discussion, documented in the Talmud, which is also known as the Oral Law, and talks about Genesis chapter 1 and verse 2. The Talmud documents the following concepts discussed by rabbis over the centuries. First, the Spirit of Adonai, which was over the waters, refers to the Spirit of Messiah. Second, the Messianic Age represents the final fulfillment of God's purpose in creation. Third, evil will be vanquished and good will reign over all mankind. And fourth, the Spirit of Adonai directs all change and movement in a positive force, moving the world, his creation, back to its ultimate goal, which is its original state of perfection. This is the Messianic Age. These insights came centuries before Yeshua walked on the earth, so the concept of Messiah was well ingrained within the Jewish mind. During the month of June, Messianic Perspectives is offering the message Covenant Confusion to anyone sending a tax-deductible gift in any amount in support of this ministry and Portland's only Messianic Jewish synagogue, Kehillah Portland. If God places this ministry upon your heart, please send your offering to Jewish Heritage Revival, 12 Liberty Lane, Unit 68, South Portland, Maine, 04106. Please be sure to include your name and address so that we may send you a copy of the message and your tax-deductible receipt. Past episodes of Messianic Perspectives are archived on our website, www.shalommaine.com. Feel free to send your questions and comments to info@jewishheritagerevival.com. So until next time, when we will continue our journey into Messianic Perspectives, Todah and Shalom. Thank you for listening.